Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Did you know that more U.S. military veterans have died by their own hands in the past 5 years than die in either Iraq or Afghanistan? Post-traumatic stress disorder continues to plague many vets, but one group is literally going to the top of the world to help out. This week, we'll meet Chad Jukes, a combat wounded veteran who recently summited Mount Everest to raise awareness about PTSD and soldier suicides.
You know, you're looking down over clouds and mountains, and it almost feels like you're in outer space.
A combat amputee who summited Everest this week on The American Cafe. Chad Jukes started rock climbing in high school. He later joined the Army and was deployed as a lead gun truck commander in northern Iraq. On December 17, 2006, Chad's world changed. An improvised explosive device, or IED, exploded under his vehicle and shattered his right heel and broke his right leg. If that weren't serious enough, Chad contracted a serious bacterial infection in the operating room that destroyed the bone fragments in his heel. Eventually, he chose to have his right leg amputated below the knee. Chad Jukes struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, but he found solace in nature. A specially designed prosthesis enabled him to continue climbing. His enthusiasm and determination eventually led to a team that summited Mount Everest last month, the U.S. X Team. Chad told me that the climbers hope to draw attention to the struggles of many veterans with PTSD and suicidal thoughts.
We felt that this was an appropriate goal to undertake to work towards raising awareness for post-traumatic stress disorder and soldier and veteran suicide. And I feel that we've been very successful in that, to that end, thus far.
Unfortunately, the help did not come in time for one of Chad Jukes' Army buddies. Chad received the news while preparing for the Everest climb that one of his soldiers had taken his own life. But with the encouragement of his teammates, Jukes was able to continue the ascent up the challenging North Col and reach the summit in late May. He says the view was like something out of a dream.
Dave Olson, our filmmaker, and myself actually had the summit to ourselves, which was also a very unique opportunity. It was very quiet. It was just the two of us up there looking down over the earth, basically. And, you know, you're looking down over clouds and mountains, and it almost feels like you're in outer space.
Chad told me the toughest part of the climb was actually the descent. His oxygen hose had been torn, and he became hypoxic. The team also battled winds of up to 105 kilometers per hour. USX, which stands for U.S. Expeditions and Explorations, was started by a West Point graduate, Lieutenant Harold Earls, and a retired combat sergeant major, Todd Burnett. Burnett holds the dubious honor of having been blown up by IEDs more than anyone else in the Army. He has a Purple Heart and 3 Bronze Stars. He also holds the coveted Army Ranger tab. Todd told me that the idea to take a team to Everest came out of a conversation that he and Earls had at West Point.
And after talking, I said, hey, why don't we make this bigger? Why don't we do it to raise awareness for post-traumatic stress and suicide that I think are closely tied together? And, you know, one of the things that I think you tie, you know, climbing Everest with this group that did is you get this bond that they're going to have for the rest of their life. And that's what I relate, you know, combat and going through a traumatic event. You get a network.
Todd Burnett says that Chad Jukes personified the kind of character and resilience it takes to fight PTSD and go on to help others.
And I think it's just amazing, you know, the resilience that he has. And he says, I am not going to be defeated, blown up by an improvised explosive device, became a single amputee, suffered from post-traumatic stress, and just said, hey, I want to be part of this. Didn't know Harold, but says, if we're going to raise awareness for something that I think's that critical, I want to be part of it.
Chad Jukes says that other combat veterans have told him that his climb has given them hope.
I have had a lot of people say that they think that, you know, since I was able to make this accomplishment and climb Mount Everest with one leg, that they have, you know, a bit more hope that they can succeed in things in their life.
Others summiting Everest were Army Captain Elise Ping Medviji, who climbed in memory of two soldiers she lost in Afghanistan, and USX co-founder Todd Earls. Award-winning director and producer Sebastian Younger's film crew documented the expedition and plans to produce a documentary about the mission. Chad Jukes says that now the climb is over, he hopes to spend the next few months lobbying to get help for others who suffer from PTSD.
So I think that we need to see increased funding and increased initiatives to get more skilled doctors into the VA system. I mean, they already have some of the best doctors and some of the best therapists in the world, and we need to strengthen that and, you know, help the VA hire more and train more doctors.
So what do you think? Let us know your opinion by logging on to our Facebook page, either VOA American Cafe or VOA Now. You can also send me a tweet. My handle is @David_DBird. That's D-B-Y-R-D. And to learn more about the USX team, log on to usx.vet. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.